An area of South Nashville that's been known as a deadly corridor for pedestrians is finally seeing progress on a lengthy sidewalk project. It's been 6 years since officials announced the upgrade for Harding Place. That's the big, busy road where people have had to hug the guardrails to get by. The sidewalk now stretches 2 miles, but WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports that some still hope for greater safety.
For years, Peter O'Connor has walked the dirt tracks that are worn into the grass along Harding Place. Now, the outspoken 60-year-old has a sidewalk. But it's not on both sides of this major four-lane road, so O'Connor must cross to use it.
Normally, I would be here at the top of the hill where I could see traffic coming on both sides.
His method, somewhat nervy, is to go halfway and then the rest.
I'll take your cue.
Getting to the center lane is easy. Then it's a wait and one last big truck.
Now that didn't seem too bad that time.
No, but when traffic starts to build up for rush hour and everything, then things get really crazy.
This has been one of the most highly demanded sidewalks, not to encourage the healthy habit of walking, but to flat out keep people safe. They go from apartments to bus stops, the Walmart, a hospital, and all the commerce on Nolansville Pike. After $6 million and the better part of a decade, O'Connor says the connection is welcome, but incomplete.
I see high potential of somebody getting hit by a vehicle. I've seen kids out there trying to cross the street during a busy time of day. And my question is, does it really take people to get killed in order to make something right?
Metro Public Works says it would have preferred sidewalks on both sides. But even with state and federal grants, that wasn't possible, says engineering project manager Jonathan Cleggan.
Frankly, there would have been some very challenging properties to not actually have to buy some homes on the north side of the road. So the south side was selected.
Andy says the lingering concerns about safety will be addressed by new crosswalks coming to several intersections. It's work that could have been done by now, if not for delays. Cleggan says there were huge surprises, like discovering unmapped underground utilities and relocating pipes and power poles. The third and final leg of the project is underway and will take another couple years to complete. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.